This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints. Tonight on the show, we will talk with Saints starting quarterback Tyler Shuck, and we'll also talk to former Saints quarterback Jake Delhomme, now a part of the Carolina Panthers radio broadcast team in the booth, whom we will see on Sunday in Charlotte against the 5-4 Panthers after their big win. But of course, the talk of the day, the trade deadline, and all this talk about all the things that could happen and might happen here. There were 8 total trades today just before the trade deadline of the Saints. A big part of that with 2 of those 8 with Rashid Shaheed, the undrafted free agent from Weber State, getting traded to Seattle. The Saints get a 4th round in 2026 and a 5th round in 2026. And then just before the deadline, their first round pick in 2022, offensive lineman Trevor Penning will go to the LA Chargers. For it, the Saints in return will get a 2027 6th round pick. The Saints have 7 picks as we stand now. We're going to hear from Kellen Moore in just a second, and then I'll try to kind of run down kind of where this is, because it gets really complicated when you start bringing in 2027, 2028, and remember, the Saints already made moves, if you will, 4 trades at the start of this season that kind of, you know, look like your draft class for next year, but you're giving away picks in 27 and 28. But Rashid Shaheed, 12 touchdowns, 2 punt returns, 2 touchdowns this year. One was 3 yards. That was the shortest of his career in week 2. One was 87 yards, the longest of his career. That was in week 5. And again, the punt return, 2, 1 in 23, 1 in 24. But just did not have the yak. Well, you look at Chris Olave, same thing with Shaheed. He had 3.3 yards after a catch this year that tied a career low, but did a lot of good things. And this afternoon, talked to Saints head coach Kellen Moore about the business of it and the loss of Rashid Shaheed.
These are always, you know, for every team, they're tough decisions. Talk about the decision with Shaheed and, you know, just what you get, what you have to give up. I mean, it's a tough decision.
Yeah, trades are really hard in this league. There's a personal side of this thing that always naturally grabs you. Love Shaheed, one of the, you know, nicest people you can possibly meet in the NFL. I mean, he's an awesome person. He's competitive. He's had so much success in this league, and he's earned it, you know, through his whole entire journey in this league. And so, you know, there's a bittersweet component of this. We understand the business side of this. There's an opportunity that from our team standpoint, feels like there's some value in this moving forward as far as the assets you collect. We have some younger players that we feel like will certainly have opportunities moving forward that we're excited about. And, you know, for Shahid, he's going to go out there, and I'm sure he's going to play really, really well for Seattle and, you know, continue the success that he's carried.
I had a friend of mine told me once, there's only two things in this life you can't buy. One is youth, and the other is speed. And Shahid had speed that is rarefied.
Yeah, no question. His ability to separate downfield is second to none in this league. He'll continue to do it. You know, for us, you know, this is while a challenging time, we understand the business side of this, but for our younger guys, there's tremendous opportunity in this.
Finally, I guess talk about what this does for you. And I think people probably don't understand or will forget that Luke Fortner, Devon Vele, Jalen Polk, and Awesome Richards, you've already got people, right, that you've acquired. But just talk about how it impacts what will happen next spring with this draft.
Yeah, so we feel like we have made a few trades that we feel like provide some long-term perspective. You know, certainly with Vele, Jalen, Luke, Awesome, you know, those four guys on offense, those guys will, you know, we have a long-term perspective for. And then, you know, to have a few extra draft picks in this draft is always valuable. You can see what last year's draft class turned into, and we feel like they're progressing really, really well. And those, you know, we had two picks that came acquired from a late, you know, trade deadline trade last year. And so we feel like this can continue to build a young foundation that's going to carry this thing for a long time.
And so that was Saints head coach Kellen Moore this afternoon after the Shahid trade. And then a little later, it was Trevor Penning who, you know, tried left tackle, right tackle, left guard, and now he's part of the L.A. Chargers. So as it stands right now, the Saints went into today with five draft picks. Now they've got seven, a first, a second, a third, a fourth from Seattle, two fifths, one being Seattle, a sixth that's theirs, and they traded their seventh pick when they picked up Devon Godshall. So we'll talk more about the draft as we work through the show. Hey, still a lot of football to play. Saints play at Carolina this week, and it'll be the second start for Tyler Shuck. We will talk to the new starting quarterback, Tyler Shuck, when we come back here on the Bullseye Saints Hour right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
And welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Mike Hoss here in studio, Charlie Logg in the booth. And it was a week ago today when Tyler Shuck got the starting nod. Tough one, of course, in Los Angeles against that defense. Carolina's defense is good, not as good as the Rams. We'll see how things go for week two. But earlier today, got the chance to sit down with Tyler Shuck and talk a little football, talk a little draft, talk a little where he was picked, and the 40th pick of last year. So here's that interview with Tyler Shuck, the first.
We are now joined by Saints quarterback Tyler Shuck, who got the news last Tuesday that you would be the starter. And it's Tuesday today, but it's different, right? Last Tuesday was a short week. Went to L.A. early, probably a lot more interviews, everything was different. This week, along those same lines, must feel a little different, a little more kind of comfortable. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's, you know, a little bit less of the unknown as far as just, you know, we know what we have to do coming in this week, and that just get right back to the grind. We got to find, you know, how we can attack the Panthers this week, and I think there's a, you know, a little bit of sense of let's get back to work here.
And as Coach Moore said, there's no perfect place to start, right? Go look at the schedule, mm-hmm. right? Look at last week. Look at the upsets last week when you were to go, I don't want to start in Green Bay. That'd be a terrible play. When Carolina goes in and beats Green Bay. So there's no easy place. You must have felt the same way.
Yeah, 100%. I was like, man, let's just go do it. What a better opportunity is it going to be than the Rams, who, you know, arguably one of the best teams in the NFL right now. And you know, it was a lot of fun to be able to go out there and play with the guys. And, you know, it was frustrating to not start fast. And I think that was kind of the thing, is that we got to be able to start faster, running the ball, get, you know, some more shots down the field. And I think that's kind of part of the plan, is just to create some of those more opportunities. And I think, you know, we're going to continue to do that. And it was good to just get out there, get your feet wet a little bit, and kind of be able to get after it.
And really kind of unique in that you had taken snaps in SoFi, and that mm-hmm. doesn't always happen for your first start on the road, and you played him in the preseason. And, you know, again, I'm on record. I hate the building. You know, maybe from a playing standpoint, yeah. I mean, with the sunlight and then shade and everything.
No, it is.
But you had some familiarity.
Yeah, correct. It is a unique place because it's almost like a greenhouse in there. You would think it's it's like nice, but it's almost extremely hot because it's just everything kind of cooks in there, which you wouldn't expect. But I think you're 100% right. I think somebody told me, you know, especially when you played in the NFL for so long, but once you've been somewhere twice, there's a comfortability factor, because I remember going in there in SoFi in preseason and almost every stadium since, like, you just don't know what you don't know. You don't have a routine yet necessarily. And that's kind of was the intentionality. And then throughout the coaches and the staff, and for me to kind of build my routine, get a comfortability factor. And then now you're kind of coming into this place again, and you know what to do, and now you can go out there and operate.
Yeah, you know where the locker room is.
Yeah.
Although it's even a crazy place where that's concerned. And you, maybe not, but I don't know what the Rams would have done. If the Rams had won the toss, they could have easily taken the ball, because it felt like that was their motive, you know, going in, that they were just going to try to hammer away as early as possible. But that wasn't the case. First off, you know, Cam's calling tails. Mm-hmm. That's a given, right? Win the toss. It's a minor thing, but it's about, hey, confidence, go out there, we believe in you, take the ball. And it didn't happen, but guess what? It didn't happen earlier mm-hmm. when the Saints took the ball. But it was a vote of confidence. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think there's different strategies to both. You know, obviously, you know, they won the time of possession in the game, but, you know, insurmountably by a lot. And I think that was kind of the main thing. And So it's just sustaining those drives, and it's kind of the biggest factor, whether you get the ball first or not, you know. And it came kind of, we fell short in the third quarter because they were able to come out there and hold on to it for a while. So at the end of the day, you kind of just, you learn from it, and I think there's benefits to both.
Yeah, those two areas. The first quarter, close. I mean, you had the third and seven, got six, and you had the sack. I mean, not being able to move in the first quarter, unfortunately, it's not a you thing. It's been a team thing. The Saints have struggled in the first quarter, and then the third quarter must have been equally as frustrating, because your defense last week, you know, against, mm-hmm. you know, Tampa was just stout. But to sit over there when you had just gotten within 10, mm-hmm. and they had an almost 10-minute drive, had to just be, God, just get me out there somehow.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think from a momentum standpoint, and especially in the NFL and just football in general, it was such a big thing. You know, I think going into the half, we felt really, really good about it. And, you know, we weren't going to get the ball back. Was hoping to be able to get it, and I think it would have flipped the switch a little bit. And I think at that point, it just was really tough to get things going. Then you have a turnover right almost immediately, and it feels like, man, we got to start getting going here, or we're going to be out of it. So I think a combination of those things, and it's really great for me to see, just because it's like how valuable each possession is, and especially in that middle eight area, to kind of get things flipped whenever, you know, you're not always going to start fast. You know, people are going to, you know, have a really good drive, but
yeah, they have a script too. I mean, your scripted plays, they have a script too.
Yeah. Whenever I was a high school coach excuse me, somebody told me the defense practices too, man. You don't have to get so frustrated if it doesn't go out the exact way you think it's going to go, because it's not going to. So, but you got to be able to manage those ebbs and flows. And, ultimately, we didn't do that well enough as a team.
Feel pretty confident that you are as hard on you as anybody in this building. So as you've seen the clips, they used to be video, used to be tape, they're actually clips, 15 of 24, 176, the one sack, the 27-yarder, the one pick, we'll talk about it. I mean, it was fourth down, mm-hmm. you could have thrown it away and not had a pick, big deal. Still, you're giving the ball to them. Mm-hmm. How do you look at your performance and kind of, I don't want to put a grade on it, just tell me what you thought about it.
I thought it was encouraging from a standpoint of I didn't come in and I didn't feel that there was any nerves or there was any, you know, hesitation from a standpoint of I'm going out there and attacking. I think from a decision-making standpoint, there's really only, you know, nothing I really would have done differently. There was a throwaway play that looked like I was throwing it to Alvin that I could have found Jawan on. We were hot, could have maybe thrown it, dumped to him across the middle, and we could have had a positive play. Nothing too crazy, but would have maybe had that back. And then, maybe a scramble play to kind of continue and utilize my legs a little bit more. But throwing the ball, decision-making, all that stuff, I think just kind of continue to build on that. And then, like you said, the interception is I'm doing exactly that every time on fourth down. You got to go make a play. And we were trying to get the ball to Olave and had to reset back and was hoping Sheed would kind of come back down the stem on that scramble. They're just kind of how those things go.
We're going to talk about some of the specific plays. Take a break. We are talking with Saints starting quarterback Tyler Shuck, and we will come back. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints, and you are listening to the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Mike Haas, along with Saints quarterback Tyler Shuck. I know your name is not spelled S-H-U-C-K, but I want you to see it, because I've only ever spelled it S-H-U-C-K, because there's no way I would ever say it. But then when I go look up stats, I look up S-H-U-C, and I'm like, where is he? Yeah. I have to go back and forth.
Nobody's,
I bet you must have lived
right
this your entire life.
100%. Kindergarten, elementary school sucked, trying to explain that to other people.
And they're like, how?
Yeah, there's no way. Some Scottish, German, European stuff. You know how that goes. I don't know. But once you learn it, it's kind of hard to forget it, I guess.
You came in late in that preseason game and to really get to work the two-minute offense. But then, don't get me wrong, we're not talking about the preseason game. I think it's the worst kind of barometer of much football. But you got that opportunity after the Joshua Cardi miss, who really, I think it was just trying to miss Justin Reed. Justin Reed was was so much in the picture. So you get it under a minute. And I want to talk about some of the completions, and we'll get to the Olave play and, of course, the Juwan Johnson. But to me, kind of first, that first pass to Shahid, 13 yards, got to the 42, took the immediate timeout, and then just that play alone, there's the deep pass in between and then the Juwan Johnson. But in those two plays, the Juwan Johnson 8-yarder to midfield took a big hit. Now you're at midfield. Mm-hmm. Now you've used two timeouts, but there's 36 seconds left. Now you've flipped the field enough to where the pressure is now on the Rams if you're putting points on the board. Mm-hmm. Correct? You feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, I think especially in those two-minute drives, in my head, you know, you have to evaluate how much time do you have and how many yards do you have to go, and obviously timeouts. So if you have timeouts and you can kind of operate normally per se, so you're trying to get positive yards, you're trying to get big chunks, but the less timeouts you have, the more chunk plays you have to get. So throwing a 5-yard out of bounds isn't necessarily the best play. It's a safer play, but sometimes you can be a little bit more aggressive. And she just ran a really good route, and we had Olave over the top as well. He was getting doubled quite a bit throughout the game, just from a game plan perspective, but got a big completion, and then, you know, they kind of were sinking a bunch, and that's where you can kind of throw it under to Juwan, and he had a really good spot-up route to catch it. And like you said, you're in a more favorable position to where you can kind of start making some decisions.
When you let the ball go to Shahid, but it's just a go route, and I don't think there's anybody that can cover him. And Emmanuel Forbes was on him, former, you know, top draft pick in the first round with Washington. When you let it go, it had to feel pretty good.
Yeah, no, it felt good. I didn't know if he thought I was going to throw it that far. I was like, man, you don't ever, like, keep running, especially like I'm gonna sling it out there. And I think he said he lost it.
He lost in the sun.
I know he kind of stopped a little bit, lost it or something like that, but. Just, you know, stuff like that, you know, it happens, but it was kind of good for all the guys to see go out whenever you're, like, I don't care if they're off or if we get the right look, we're going to go out there and attack it.
So then now it's the play to Chris Olave. And this is one of the things that Kellen Moore talked about yesterday, and that a lot of quarterbacks will back up and then go back into the side to either side. And you went up and to your right. I feel like the play initially was designed for Olave over the middle, but by the time mm-hmm. you transitioned to the right, he kept going. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that was just, it worked out perfectly.
Yeah. We were trying to potentially throw something underneath and to Sheed, and they kind of buzzed out quickly underneath it and took away that window, and just, you know, obviously a huge emphasis, especially against a great pass rush, is you can't set the pocket depth too deep. And I can continue to be better at that just in general, but you don't want to take too deep of a drop, and obviously you want to be moving up. So a lot of those escape lanes and, you know, just big plays are had, whether I'm running it or you find it over the middle late. So I knew Olave was going to be in that general area because I knew that what his route was, obviously, but he just did a good job kind of staying friendly and found him late.
And as I would assume, every quarterback learns, if you go backwards into the side, the defenders, defensive ends, and Byron Young and Josiah Stewart and Jared Verse and all of them, mm-hmm. their speed is just too much. And on every team.
Yeah, no, I mean, I learned that earlier on. You know, I think a lot of, you know, like the easy part in college is you just take a drop and then now you can run around and escape this way and still stay on the move. But I mean, 98% of the guys are faster than you, so they can run the hump and then continue to chase you down. So you have to be able to escape in different angles. And you know, it changes every single time, but that's the general thought of what's the best outcome is going to happen.
So after the catch, there's a penalty, and I want to get to the spike, right? So you're going to spike the ball. Mm-hmm. Now, Deuce and I had seen this before where the defender dives underneath Kobe Turner.
Yeah.
And it's any defender. This one happened to be Kobe. Were you expecting it? Did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw you point at him
after. No, that was something that we talked about. I knew he was going to do it, and he still almost had it. And that was impressive because I took a step back, because a lot of times when you spike it, you just kind of quickly.
Yeah, straight down.
Just straight down. So I took a step back, kind of gave him a yard or a half a yard, and I was like, oh, man, he still got pretty back there. And I don't know, it's kind of a kind of like a tongue-in-cheek, kind of dangerous. But I don't know. I mean, I get it. I don't know.
Well, he comes in with his hands literally palms up.
Yeah.
And if your quarterback's not paying attention, although my next thought is, and I did not play the game,
mm-hmm.
not shocking that you already knew that, is that if you kind of wait a half a beat, he's coming. It's going to be an offsides. Clock's going to stop, and you're going to get 5 free yards because he's coming on that almost first sound, your first movement.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. It's kind of a little bit of a hard deal because when you're clocking it, you want to clock it as soon as possible right. So they know you're probably going to do it on the first sound. So you don't really want to fake clock it, but you can maybe wait, take a step back after you receive the snap. So it was just kind of one of those deals where you maybe just take a little bit more of a step back.
So you mentioned that Olave was getting doubled, and it looked like Olave was running just a corner route, you know, flag route, and it looked like defenders went with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so the pass to Juwan, you know, was he just kind of went to the spot of the three and sat, right?
The touchdown?
Yeah, the touchdown.
No, we were actually trying to throw it to Avele there. You know, we were trying to get him the ball and on that touchdown right there, singled up. And
where is he, on the right side?
He was on the right side by himself. Okay. Yeah. So we were trying to scheme some stuff up to him, and then it ended up not. You know, they sat back there and doubled him, and Olave just kind of cleared the coverage out, and then really the ball like never really goes to Juwan on that progression. Usually never happens that way, or it's just kind of there to occupy those defenders and then just kind of be an outlet. And we were able to kind of find them right there, which was just kind of a great progression, and kind of to goes back to the preparation of all the guys of like, you know, this is what we're hunting, but it might not happen, and you got to be able to find the answer.
Now it kind of feels like that play is different for me, because that would have been your third progression to get back to him,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So that speaks volumes. Kind of we're at your comfortability, at least at this juncture, even though there's, you know, under 10 seconds to play.
Yeah, I mean, it was hard for sure when you got the clock wind down. You're trying to throw this ball to Vele, the big target in the red zone, to kind of choke it down and then also move on to the next one. And especially to get that first touchdown to Juwan was pretty cool as well, who's been my friend for a while.
You know, you had a timeout, mm-hmm. but those 3 yards that he gained were, you know, if he gets tackled, then now you got to call a timeout. Now you got to run a play.
Yep.
I mean, those were huge, right? Those 3 yards that he was able to get in the end zone.
Yeah. I mean, that's just yards after the catch wise, him being a physical force down there. That's what he's the best at. So he did a really good job of kind of catching and splitting two and getting vertical.
It was his 20th. It was your first.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the ball?
It's on the ball? It's already back here. The equipment guys are my guys, man. They're putting a little like inscribing on it or something like that.
You got a spot for it in the house?
Yeah. The equipment guys they got it sent back to New Orleans, and I got a little room at the house or something. We'll probably hopefully start a collection.
Yes, please. Let's hope there are more. Take a quick break. Tyler Shuck, Saints quarterback. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints, here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. But first, let's pause 10 seconds to let stations identify themselves on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. And as I said, back with Saints quarterback Tyler Shuck after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Mike Haas, along with Saints starting quarterback Tyler Shuck. And your family was with you this week in L.A.?
Mm-hmm.
And having an athlete as a wife, Jordan, who played mm-hmm. soccer at Oregon, one of the things that Jeff Nowak had said before the game was that, hey, that's cool that you're starting, you know, but she's an athlete. She's like, yeah, go out and win.
Yeah.
You know, starting's a good part. Now go win, man. It's got to be having that kind of support who's an athlete that kind of knows, it's got to be cool.
100%. She's been that for me my whole life. Our whole relationship is kind of, in general, you know, media, football, fans, team, like everything is built to either pump you up mentally or break you down, you know, vice versa. So she kind of understands that dynamic is like, dude, you haven't done anything yet. You might as well just like go out there and have some fun. Like, just don't suck. And, you know, verbatim. And I was like, you know, and whenever you kind of have a bad game or maybe you're having a rough day, it's like, dude, go out, you believe in yourself. You're going to be fine. She'll give you the kind of that boost. And I think that's kind of the, you know, what you need from your teammates, your the people around you, obviously the people in your corner. So it was great to be able to get out there and see her, and then obviously continue to kind of build each week. We got to do
long college career, but really, you know, the Oregon situation because of COVID and playing behind Justin, and then not having the surgery with the collarbone in 21 mm-hmm. probably impacted 22.
Correct.
And then the fibula in 23. And this is a weird question, but they weren't tendons, they weren't MCLs, they weren't ACLs,
no.
Right? Does that change?
Yeah, that was kind of the narrative that I wanted to at least convey to a lot of teams and evaluators and obviously to the Louisville staff, which they received, was like, you know, at Oregon, I only played the 6-7 games and I was playing well throughout that time. And then at Tech, I didn't get surgery the first time I broke my collarbone. It was kind of a this or that, you know. I wish I did. Some doctors, I think 100% you should always plate and put screws in the collarbone. And the first time I got hit again next year, it broke the same one. Right. So it was just really crappy deal. And then once I got it plated, I was, you know, back playing, and we finished the rest of the year undefeated. And then the next year I just got tackled by a hip drop, which is now banned in the NFL.
That was UT?
No, that was West Virginia.
West Virginia.
I broke the collarbone against UT. But I mean, I think the biggest thing that helped me out so much and kind of throughout this whole process was the mental side of it. Was I got to come back from a lot of that adversity and understand that nothing was really given to me, even though I may have felt I was deserving of a starting job, of whatever it may be, of, you know, going to the NFL. And you kind of had to go earn it, and it kind of freed me up mentally. And even coming out in the draft, you know, I was, you know, I'm obviously labeled an old guy and I am of age, but I'd still played the least amount of games out of everybody, as far as I didn't start from a freshman, played 50 starts in college and had all this time to be evaluated, to where I kind of had the mental maturity. But at least from a starting standpoint, I had started a bit. But I feel like there's so much room to grow.
Do you know that you already have a Dan Patrick shirt?
I did not.
They have T-shirts that they sell, and when you got named the starter, they have a shirt that says "Shuck around and find out."
Let's go, man!
And they actually spelled it correctly. They didn't yeah. spell it like me.
Yeah.
But that's pretty cool. So finally, just a few quick ones. I had spent 3 years in Lubbock. I was from the Virginia area. I don't know if this is an Arizona thing, but you have some Justin Ropers. Yeah, did you have them in Arizona, or is that a...
Arizona's usually got quite a bit of everything, but I haven't had that in a while, though. I will say the food in Texas, I was like, there's no way it can be beat. And then I moved down to Louisiana. I was like, okay,
oh yeah,
now, this is pretty good.
I mean, but they win chicken fried steak. That's what Lubbock wins. Murphy?
Mm-hmm.
Loving New Orleans?
Loving it. Yeah, loving it. I mean, I think we got a pool and all and everything. So I think that's probably her favorite part about living here is the hot weather. That means we usually are outside and in the water. So, but it's kind of, you know, November now, the weather's feeling really, really good, which is kind of the best part of the year, which I'm hearing, which we're loving.
And then finally, have you had a chance, you and your wife and Murphy, I mean, to kind of, I don't know, take in New Orleans a little bit? I mean, it's just OTAs, mini camp, camp, LA, it's tough, but have you had a chance at all?
Nah, not really. From, you know, as much as we would want to do, I would say. And I think this offseason, and obviously hopefully continuing forward, just to continue to pour into the city and do Mardi Gras and all that stuff. And it's so hard whenever you're, you know, week to week, but you know, it's part of it, which we love. But I think we're really looking forward to getting out there and exploring some more.
Well, congratulations. It's been a blast. It's going to be, you know, just enjoy the journey. Just like mm-hmm. Kellen said, just enjoy the journey. And that's at Carolina, then a break, and then you'll get a taste of the Atlanta rivalry. Mm-hmm. You get to do something Spencer didn't. Spencer only played Tampa Bay. Mm. That's it. Played him 3 times. He never played any other NFC South team. So, you know, continued success, and I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Appreciate you.
And that was Saints quarterback Tyler Shuck. And I should say, by the way, Murphy, I just threw out Murphy like everybody knows Murphy, is the golden retriever dog that everybody saw, of course, on draft night. And so they're all doing well, Jordan, Murphy, and Tyler. Jake Delhomme, former Saints quarterback, now part of the Carolina Panthers broadcast crew, took them to the Super Bowl. We will talk with Jake. Brobridge, Jake Delhomme, coming up next right here on the Bullseye Saints Hour on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Mike Haas now joined by former Saints quarterback, also played quarterback for the Carolina Panthers, now part of the Carolina Panthers radio team. And already this is a different Carolina Panther team, 5-4. You've won four of your last five football games. You go to Green Bay, two touchdown underdogs, and win that game to get to 5-4. So how are things in Charlotte?
Well, listen, I think people are excited. I think that's the biggest thing. I think the fan base, there was some renewed optimism, I guess might be the biggest word. Like 2019 was the last time really and truly this team thought about a chance of, hey, let's see what we can do. I mean, we had Christian McCaffrey. Cam was still there. Luke Kuechly was still playing. So,
all those guys are in the booth with you now.
Yeah, exactly. So things have changed, to say the least. And so that's something that I think there was a renewed optimism the way the team finished. But I think a lot of it was hopeful, right? Up for growth. I don't think we thought, hey, this team's a Super Bowl team. It's like, can this team start to turn the corner and maybe knock on the door for a wild card or a playoff spot? And it didn't start that well, 0-2. And so the same thing kind of kept biting us and, you know, made a run, had a few wins in a row. You know, you beat Atlanta, and then but you get destroyed by New England in New England. Then you get a couple more wins in a row, and then you have a chance to play Buffalo at home, and really and truly just wasn't good in any facet of the game, offense, defense, and special teams. So I think you have to flush that game out. I truly believe that.
Well, you didn't have Bryce, right? I mean, yeah, that
no,
was
we didn't,
big
did,
red.
Did not have Bryce. And honestly – Andy broke his thumb in the game very early, and that wasn't known until later in the week, because Andy, in typical Andy fashion, didn't say anything about it or whatnot. So that was, yeah, it was a rough game, to say the least. And so going to Green Bay, and they didn't put their best foot forward, but I'd like to think that Carolina did. And going with Rico Dowdle was a big move Dave Canales made. And the way he's running the football, and our defense played really well, gave Green Bay some problems. And we just kind of controlled the clock. And we did a great job of taking the opening kickoff, winning the toss and taking it to play the wind in the fourth quarter. And so it was just an overall great team win. And so there's that renewed optimism. It's still there. You know, having five wins at this time of the year, with still a lot of football left to play, but people are liking the direction they're going with Dave Canales, Dan Morgan, and then Brant Tillis, those three at the helm.
And it feels like, even though you started 0-2, and I felt like you everything was going to be, well, this team is going to go as Bryce Young goes, because Bryce threw 35 passes in game one, 55 in game two. And if you continue that pattern, that's not what you want. And then you look at the last two games. He had 25 attempts and 20 attempts in Green Bay. So now the we're going to talk about the reason next being Rico Dowdle, but just the fact that it's not on Bryce, right, so much.
Yeah, and the thing about the 55 in Arizona, we spotted them 10 points as soon as the game started. And that's the thing where we did the same thing in Jacksonville. And so the game plan's thrown out the window. And you didn't know what Canales was like as a play caller, because all we're doing is dropping back to throw in the second half of games. And that's not how he wants to play. That's not his mindset. It comes from the Pete Carroll days of running the football, sound defense. But the run game is what's so important. And we would love to stay between the 20 to 25, 26 passing attempts a game. But that all starts with being able to run the football. You've got to run the football.
Right. So we look at weeks 1 through 4. Rico Dowdle, who, by the way, Kellen Moore knows, he was in Dallas when Rico was there. So first game, he gets 3 attempts for 12 yards. Second game, 6 attempts for 9 yards. Third game, 10 attempts for 30 yards. Fourth game, I think that's a 9 when I wrote, 9 for 32. Anyway, and then boom, week 5, 23, 206, 30, 183. Last week, 25, 130. What happened? What flipped the switch?
Well, Chuba got hurt. That's one of the main things. And really, the first two games of the season, we couldn't run the ball because we were so far behind. And then you beat Atlanta. But then when Chuba had the calf injury, he had one calf injury and then it went to the other leg. Rico got a chance, and we played 2 run defenses, and I want to give us credit, but I also want to kind of speak the truth. It was Dallas and Miami, and their run defense was not very good. And so we were able to run the ball really well. And then we went to New York to play the Jets. And that was a keep away game. And what I mean by that, they were struggling mightily on offense. Their defense is much better stopping the run. Chuba was back. So we alternated series. And then once we got the lead, it was kind of like just keep away, right? Don't screw it up.
And it worked, 13-6.
Then it worked.
Wasn't a thing of beauty, but no, believe me, we're with a team that does not look at beauty anymore. You look at W's.
Yeah, and so then you come back home and still kind of splitting carries against Buffalo. And that's where, to me, it kind of seemed that when Rico was in the game, we were a little more explosive. And certainly we had some turnovers, and we couldn't stop the run for Buffalo. But Dave Canales has made some bold decisions early on in his coaching tenure. And he's won the locker room by benching Bryce after week 2 in 2024 due to his play. That wins the locker room when you bench the number 1 overall pick. And then again, he had to make a decision, and he does it in a very classy way that we're going to address it. And we did. And, you know, Rico is now the guy going forward, it seems that way. And Chuba still plays. He made a great heads-up play last week. He still runs the ball very well for us. But those are big – the head coach has to make those decisions for the betterment of the team. And Rico's kind of on a heater right now the way he's playing.
Hey, he's from Asheville, North Carolina. So this is, you know, close to home for him. I think the biggest difference from the Saints standpoint is that the Saints have faced Matt Stafford. He's the top explosive passer in the NFL. Second and third are Baker Mayfield and Drake May. Fourth is Sam Darnold. The Saints have played all four of the top explosive passers, 20 plus yards. And then here comes Rico Dowdle. He's got five 20 plus rushing explosives and a 40 plus and a 53 yarder. So it's a different type of situation. And as we say all the time, it's a copycat league. The Saints have had trouble stopping the run. And until you do, this is what you're going to face.
Yeah, I get it. Watching the Saints play, it's like this team defensively, this team still, they get after it a little bit. I mean, like, that's one thing when you think of the Saints. I think it's been more offensively, trying to find a rhythm offensively, quarterback-wise, and now with Shuck playing. But defensively, Matthew Stafford and the Rams, that's a hard game to watch. I think McVay's almost on another level, watching him call plays and how they attack. And certainly felt very comfortable probably attacking a Brandon Staley defense, being that's where he came from. So he knows some of those weaknesses. And Matthew Stafford, he was kind of on, to say the least. But the Saints, they fight, man. The Saints, I got to give credit. This team is not a team. I'll be honest with you. Going into the Jets game, my mind was, we just can't screw this one up. This team can't do anything on offense, and we just can't screw it up. I don't feel that way going into the Saints game. I truly don't. I thought Shuck had some good moments last week. And then Taysom Hill, that's always a factor you got to play in. I think Shuck will only get better. Now, there is a couple of offensive line. I think Fuaga went out with ankle late in the game. So that's always, something. But can we stop defensively? I mean, can we show up? We didn't show up 2 weeks ago against Buffalo. Can we do that this week against the Saints and cause some problems for Shuck and make him try to throw it and try to get a turnover? But offensively, that this defense can still create problems. This Saints defense, it's a scary defense. When you watch the film, I don't think you need to look at the record. I think you need to watch the film.
Yeah, clearly, in the Tampa game, when you have two, literally fourth, almost two goal line stands inside the one, when you almost have two of those, I mean, Tucker got in on the second one, but other than that, that's stuff you don't see. Now, they had a hard time getting off the field against the Rams, but a lot of teams do. Your thoughts and again, it's one game, of what you have seen of Tyler Shuck, either, in college or what you saw last week?
Well, I think the big thing, the 2-minute drive was really nice to watch him, when he stepped up in the pocket, and I believe it was Olave, hit on the over route. The eyes downfield, you didn't really truly see a panic in the pocket from him, because he took a brutal shot. I think it was on that drive. Jared Verse got But and then to throw the touchdown pass to Juwan Johnson, stood in the pocket. He read the zone coverage. He got it underneath. I think he's a kid that, one, very well coached. I'm a huge fan of Jeff Brohm. I've been a fan of his for years. So this kid is very well coached. And I think Kellen does a good job offensively, and certainly with Nuss, with the ex-teammate of mine. And I think this kid's very well prepared to go into a game. And you're going to see baby steps week in and week out with him.
We just talked with Tyler, and I was talking about the Juwan Johnson touchdown, and I'm watching the film, the All-22, and it looks like Olave is running like a flag route, and that, Juwan is, because they kind of go with Olave, and Tyler said, no, the first target was Vele over on the right side. I'm like, really? So that makes Juwan your third read, and that made it more impressive, right? I mean, there's seconds ticking away, and you go to your third progression. That's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. And to be quite honest, from looking back, so many people living here in Louisiana, they talked about the Saints all preseason and the young quarterback, and I remember saying, I don't think they need to start him. I said, I think Rattler needs to start for a while. Let this kid understand what the NFL is about. Let him get into a season, get into game plans and things of that nature. I said, because you'll have plenty enough time to play him toward the latter part of the year. And I think they did right. And the kid didn't look. He didn't have the deer in the headlights look. That's one thing that was evident when you watched him play last week. And that's one of the better teams in the NFC. The Rams, they're going to be playing very late into January, possibly February.
No, I'm with you 100%. You still hold, as far as I know, the Super Bowl record, correct, for longest pass?
Yeah, yeah. And the reason I know that, because everyone brings it up every single year around the Super Bowl. And, yeah, so I think it was, 85 yards or something like that?
Yep, to Musha Muhammad.
Correct.
Yep. And so, I mean, you know, you led the game 22-21. It was 29-29, Super Bowl in Houston that the Patriots ended up winning. You know, it's not like you have the Super Bowl record for interceptions. You have the longest pass. So once a year, you take that, Mr. Humble, and say, yeah, that's pretty cool.
No, it is. And listen, I love the Super Bowl time of year, the 2 weeks leading up to it. Certainly do a lot of media interviews and things like that, but it brings up great memories. That was a great time. The only thing that sucked was the last 4 seconds, or 2 minutes, I should say, watching Tom Brady go down the field and Adam Vinatieri knock one right through. But
on that one, right?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly right. But no, it was, you're at the pinnacle of your career, and you always think we're going to get back because we were fairly young at the time. We're going to get back. And the closest we got was the NFC Championship 2 years later. You know, it's just, it's one of those deals. It's so hard to get there, and you just try to relish it. And, you know, they only crowned one champion, and we were there. We just couldn't get it done. But, yeah, it does bring back great memories, Super Bowl week, and pretty cool that we still have the longest touchdown pass. Yeah, pretty cool.
Totally agree. Man, it's always a blast to talk to you. I appreciate your time. I know you got stuff to do. Go take care of the horses, and we will see you on Sunday, and we'll see what happens, man. And whenever these two teams get together, you know, it's usually pretty close, and we'll see. But I appreciate your time.
Anytime, Mike. Good seeing you. I'll see you this weekend, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Jake. Jake DeLome, if you know him, he's a horseman, and his horse, Touch Upon a Star, won the New Orleans Classic back in March, and a raging Cajun. For Charlie Long, my thanks in the booth. Kellen Moore, thank you. Tyler Shuck and Jake DeLome. It's the Saints at Carolina, then the bye week, and then the Atlanta Falcons. Thanks for listening, everybody, to the Bullseye Saints Hour right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.